Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, December 5. Coming up, Kingston to welcome cruise vessel. Security Ministry relaunches parish and district consultative committees, and Consumer Affairs Commission urges vigilance this Christmas. The details after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. As you cook and bake, put several items in the oven at the same time. Just make sure there's room for heat to circulate. Check on dishes through the oven window. Opening the oven door lowers the temperature, which increases preparation time. If you have a microwave or toaster oven, use it for smaller tasks such as reheating. Conserve while cooking and baking this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Port of Kingston is set to welcome its largest ever cruise ship on Tuesday, December 6. Vice President Cruise Shipping and Marine Operations at the Port Authority of Jamaica, William Tatham, says the MS Monarch, operated by Royal Caribbean's Pullmanta brand, is expected to be at Kingston Wharves at 6 a.m., carrying 2,700 passengers. In an interview with JIS News, Mr. Tatham explained that the ship was unable to secure berths on Jamaica's north coast as those at the Montego Bay, Orcheras, and Falmouth ports are full. He says the call on Kingston was secured after discussions between the Port Authority and the cruise operators in 2015.
It's a very short call as far as what time it departs. It comes in very early. It's going to be alongside at 6 a.m. and it's going to depart at 1 p.m. But we're going to be able to deliver a number of tours. They have tours planned for Spanish Town, a number of tours in and around Kingston, including Port Royal, Devon House, Bob Marley Museum. They're also going to do a tour over to Dunsrobe Falls.
Mr. Tatham says the Port Authority, Kingston Wharves, the Ministry of Tourism and other stakeholders are collaborating to ensure a successful call, noting that this will open up future opportunities for the Port of Kingston. The Ministry of National Security has restarted the parish and district consultative committees to support conflict resolution training for police officers. The primary aim of the District Consultative Committee, DCC, is to serve as a forum for raising and addressing problems affecting the police and the communities they serve. It also aims to identify ways to foster improved police-citizen relations.
We have re-engaged our custodies, and they have all agreed to restart the parish as well as the district consultative committees. So that will be a support in our conflict resolution, because it now becomes a resource to the police officer to say who they can reach out to.
National Security Minister Robert Montague. The DCC will support the work of the Parish Consultative Committee and will seek to coordinate strategies and programs for promoting improved quality of life at the community level. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is urging shoppers to be vigilant when buying and conducting business transactions this holiday season. This in light of the usual surge in illegal activities during the month of December, to which consumers often fall prey. Acting Director of Communications at the CAC, Dorothy Campbell, says shoppers are especially being encouraged to keep track of their online spending.
For those of us who are usually shopping online, make sure that you reconcile. Each time you shop, you go back online, you check your balance, print your receipts. Because after Christmas, you won't remember how many places you visited online, what you bought, and so on. So keep your receipts so you can go back and reconcile.
Ms. Campbell adds that consumers should take the time to plan their shopping route and routine prior to going out to avoid congestion as much as possible. Meanwhile, the CAC says food safety must be a priority of every shopper this Christmas. Acting Director of Communications at the Commission, Dorothy Campbell, says the agency has received numerous reports of retailers selling poor quality goods at cheaper prices.
If it doesn't appear fresh to you, don't buy it. Consumer protection is not simply about transactions and getting value for money. It's also about securing your family, securing your property, securing your person, and securing your health.
Ms. Campbell is warning consumers to be careful where they purchase fish, meats, and other produce, as individuals are at risk of falling ill due to the poor storage practices of some retailers. Consumers are also being reminded to check the expiration dates on food items. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.